The decision by the International Olympic Committee to cut wrestling from the 2020 Summer Games stunned the 250,000 high school wrestlers around the country. NPR's Candace Wheeler visited Montgomery Blair High School in Maryland, which hosted a wrestling tournament yesterday, and she heard from student athletes.
Three, two, one. Good job.
The Blair Blazers are ranked seventh in the county. They're hoping for a good showing in one of the last big matchups of the season.
You're down by two. You need an elbow, Johannes. You need an elbow.
Many of them are thinking beyond the tournament to their wrestling future.
I was trying to work hard, try if I could go to college, wrestling college, and if I'm good, I go to Olympics.
Sophomore Anderson Jr. Yonga says now he's not so sure, and he doesn't think it's fair. He heard they want to replace wrestling with golf.
Golf already have like a lot of international sport. They have like U.S. Open, French Open, all that. So the only international competition that I know for wrestling is like, it's at the Olympics.
Hey, I'm Chuck Owens-Rique, and I am from Montgomery Blair. I'm 18, and I wrestle for the 132-pound weight class.
Owens-Rique doesn't get it either. After all, he says, wrestling is one of the original Olympic Games.
That's like what the Olympics are known for, you know. It's pretty greedy of them not to show it anymore just because of some, you know, a few deficits in some ratings.
Jake Scott is Owens-Rique's coach. On Thursday, he put the team through one last practice before the big meet.
Tomorrow, you guys need to be ready. You got your first move win.
The Olympics is pretty much the one calling card that you use to motivate your guys. You know, that you could be an Olympian.
But in the long run, he's worried about how the decision will affect his students' college plans.
If the Olympics are taken away, my fear now becomes, now colleges will be next to lose their sport.
Coach Scott's fears aren't unfounded. Over the last 2 years, wrestling was the sport most often dropped by NCAA schools. So, Coach Scott fears that in the future, the careers of more young wrestlers will end at age 18 at high school tournaments like this one. Candace Wheeler, NPR News.
This is NPR News.